Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So I know EB brought up about half an hour ago the audio of Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. I believe it's also with Chris Sims.
Yes.
Talking about the top golf bit the Commanders love to do.
Up in arms about it. And you know, I know that Jaden didn't love it, but it obviously all worked out. The Commanders kind of went on record and said, look, it was a way of getting all the guys together and then maybe kind of seeing how they interact. Mm-hmm. But to me, it was more of just a convenience thing.
Cody Shook pointed out on Twitter that I think Tuesdays is like half price night at Top Golf.
Yeah, so maybe they're
looking to cut some corners and get a deal.
I think the criticism is really, really unfair. And I think Florio and Sims are just, they're off. But here, I want you to hear their criticism.
You're treating players like zoo animals. That's what I think.
Exactly.
I don't like that crap.
Let's put them in this environment and let's study them.
And they think they're right because they were going to take Jaden Daniels last year at number two if he just sat down in the corner and didn't hit one golf ball. Don't give me that bull crap. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I'm just going to say it. I don't. You don't have enough research. You haven't watched film. You don't have people that are scouting that school that tell you what the person's all about. We got to go out here one more time. What's that really mean? We could put Dan Marino, John Elway, Joe Montana, Troy Aikman. Who else do we want to put in there? Patrick Mahomes, they'll all act a different way. You know what? They're all still awesome. Joe Montana might sit in the corner and go, this is stupid. And just like that, oh, he can't win the Super Bowl because he's a little quiet and he doesn't want to compete. Right? I mean, get out of here with that crap.
One of the guys is smart enough to say, this is a disrespectful, dehumanizing social experiment.
I think it is.
So you can study us. Like you said, you hit the nail on the head. They're treating us like zoo animals here. They're watching us. They're making notes. Oh, look what. Oh,
he laughed when he missed the swing. He must not be that competitive. Oh, no. Like, come on. Get out of here. Yeah. That's high school bull crap. All that.
Here's the reality. Here's the reality. Because it's funny to see the people who cover the team, and I understand they're in a tough spot because they need their access, and they also don't need the fans of that team on their asses on social media or elsewhere because they need the fans of that team to consume their content more than anyone else. You cover a team. You need the fans of that team to be consuming your content. If the Top Golf thing was somehow the key to a fresh new universe of scouting, somebody else would have done it this year.
Right, and didn't
we just be the Commanders doing it again?
Didn't we? Somebody else would have done it. Jaden Daniels and his camp wasn't really all. They felt disrespected that the other quarterbacks were brought in and all that. Well, damn, they should have took him off the board then. He can't handle it. They shouldn't. Yeah, they made the wrong pick. Like, come on. I don't like it at all. I really don't.
I thought the Raiders.
The
did.
Raiders are. They're ill-informed.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Right? Which is unlike Mike to not be informed. Yeah. He's not informed on football.
And maybe there's another team that did it. Maybe not at Top Golf, but did something similar. We have no idea.
We're perfect for this because, sure, we want people to consume our content, but we don't cover the team. We're not out there. I don't need access from the team. They give us nothing. I think this is way overblown. I think it's simply a way. It's actually very irritating. It's simply
very
a way,
defensive over there, very defensive.
Because it's so preposterous. It's simply a way to bring in like 20 guys. They even said they it's an opportunity for them to sit down and talk to them. They bring them aside. They talk to them one-on-one a little bit. You get them all in here one weekend, whatever, two or three days. You go out to Topgolf. You take them out to dinner. Sure, is there an aspect of, hey, you see how they interact with each other? See who is maybe more of a...
But like a leader?
Yeah, maybe that's a small percentage of it. But you're exactly right. Jaden didn't even like that thing, and they still took him. It's not some secret sauce that they have.
I mean, for them to say
just an extra piece of information.
I don't know that Jaden didn't like it. I'm looking at a quote where Jaden said, this is a quote, about Topgolf last year. It was cool. It was fun.
Right.
To be able to enjoy a process with three other guys that I know personally and have been working out with.
Right. Well, it was rumored at the time that he was offended by it.
Yeah, now, maybe he didn't later, like it initially.
Maybe later he said changed later. His tune.
Maybe after he said, was that after the draft?
He said this right after. It was fun to be able to come out here and not only focus on football, just to get away, kind of recharge the mind.
Right. So either way, it's just such a harmless little thing that if you think they're not watching you like zoo animals when you're at the combine?
Of course. That's way more dehumanizing. Like,
I mean, they got you in your underwear.
They call taking them to Topgolf dehumanizing.
I mean, that's a little absurd. It's an outrageous criticism.
That is coming from Chris Sims, who's a former player, so it's a legitimate perspective.
Well, you can have a perspective, sure. You can have an opinion.
Hey, you know what?
It's an outrageous one.
I don't like Chris Sims buttoning his button all the way to the top of his shirt, but I don't go on a big rant about it, okay?
No, he can rant about it. He can have the opinion. I'm just saying, it's outrageous.
It's
way
weird.
It's
a weird thing to get, like, to get under your skin about. Like, it clearly affected both of them.
Just to clarify, Jaden said that after the Commanders picked him about the Topgolf experience.
Right, I'm sure
it was after agent, the draft. Ron Butler, liked tweets criticizing it and then did the pondering face emoji.
Right,
right. I don't think he originally liked it.
Yeah.
But after he got drafted, of course he's going to talk publicly.
Well, yeah, they kissed and made up.
Yeah.
But if that was such a critical factor and they saw Jaden sitting there not liking it or pouting, whatever, they, you know, obviously it didn't affect them. They still drafted him.
And if I'm the Commanders,
it's a small piece.
I don't care if you like it or not. This is just the way they're doing business. It's a way that they bring people out and they get to see them in a social setting. It's not that big a deal. Guys are hitting golf balls at Topgolf. Like, they're making
way too much of it. To bring in 20 guys over maybe a 24, 48-hour period.
Wouldn't it be more disrespectful to the player to, I guess, rent a conference room and do your meetings and have everybody waiting in the lobby before their turn to come in?
Yeah, we're going to meet you guys. We'll take you out the top golf.
It's going to take
beers.
We're going to have like 10 minutes with each guy you know, while you're waiting. You know, just go hit balls.
Have some nachos.
Have some apps.
And you guys can get to know each other a little bit more. And, you know, and will we be watching you? Sure, they watch you everywhere. Any type of recruiting process, they watch you everywhere.
And you know what? Even if it is a social experiment to figure out who you're going to take, I don't blame the team and the GM. No. These are massive investments that you're making into a player.
It's a tiny piece of the puzzle. They're making it sound like this is the only criteria they're using to select their players. They came off very curmudgeonly. And trust me, a curmudgeon when I see
one. But not just that. Other teams are doing it.
Right.
I mean, they're not the only team that's just inviting prospects out to hit some golf balls. Other teams are doing it, and there's probably other teams doing something similar.
Well, I think Adam Peters said he learned this from when his time at San Francisco.
Right. Yeah, there you go. I guarantee the Niners are probably doing something too.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's outrageous. It's just outrageous criticism. It's outrageous criticism for something that's a nothing burger.
It was a hot take. They were filling time. It was a hot take.
I do think Sim makes a good point,
though. They sound stupid.
That in terms of how the guys are there, it's probably not going to affect where they get drafted.
I agree.
It's a tiny little footnote. It's not a big deal.
Exactly.
What if one of the guys was acting like a punk? Yeah, treating the staff wrong. I think it could.
It's more about
the character.
It could. You just wouldn't expect
It's more about the character.
Or someone got drunk.
Yeah, someone got drunk and stupid.
Yeah. It could. It could. It's a small test. I'm sure.
I think one of many.
And by the way, the NFL licensed an entire movie based around the premise of prospects and how they act and how they treat other people and where they're drafted and draft day. I mean, the whole concept is based on how the players act when
they're
drafted.
Isn't that the whole $100 bill?
Yeah, yeah, the whole $100 bill thing. The guy didn't go to the birthday party.
Bo Callahan.
Yeah, Bo Callahan. Yeah. So it obviously means something.
Yeah, I think it's a data point, and it's also, but more than anything, it's just an opportunity for them to get everybody, knock them out, meet all the guys, and be done with it.
You're kind of just seeing what kind of person they are, too.
Yeah. They'd like to meet with their guys. Remember, Kimes said, and it's been really stuck with me, that they didn't draft anybody that they didn't meet with personally last year.
But I think what Sims is pointing to is he'd rather it be like the one-on-one traditional setting.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, they do.
I think
that
the guys like it, and you may be right. Jaden Daniels said it on the Friday introductory presser that he had an awesome experience at Topgolf.
Right.
He was now a member of the Commanders, so he wanted to say the right things. Maybe there was some initial backlash, but they were going to draft him one way. They're going to draft him no matter what.
Right. It's just outrageous criticism, and it's super annoying. I don't know. It just bugs me. I don't mind criticizing the team. Believe me, I criticize them all the time. Been doing it for 30 years when they annoy me. But that's just piddly. I don't know. It makes me crazy.
If you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line, Lido Pizza Square, because they never cut corners. They've got pizza subs, jumbo wings, salads. For locations or place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You just text us, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
It's standard sort of recruiting in any piece of anything in the world. If you go to an IBM conference or something, or you go to some sort of employer thing where they're meeting prospective people.
Like networking.
Of course, yeah, they're looking at you. They're seeing how you interact. That's normal. It's so normal.
You know, they want to see if a guy shows up and drinks 10 beers in an hour and a half, because that'll be a red flag.
I'm sure they don't expect it, but yeah,
they want to see
upset?
Who can help them out in their foursome for the next charity tournament.
I don't know. Are they upset at that it's golf related or that it's a group setting?
I don't know. Like the group.
I think it's the group setting. The zoo that animal tilts thing. Them.
But you've never been a bigger zoo animal than you are at the combine.
Well, I mean,
why would that be a big deal if they just invited them out to the facility and had a happy hour.
Yeah, a group meeting at the facility.
Happy hour. Like, catered.
Mm-hmm. Because recruits. It's in public? Can people, like, it's probably you have a buddy who's
saw them? Closed event.
They close the whole thing, or do they just close a portion?
No, I don't think they close the whole thing.
Yeah, Top Golf's probably
a floor. Yeah. So, you know, there's four levels.
I mean, recruits go on visits with other recruits all the time.
Yeah. And at the combine, they do meet with these guys one-on-one. So it's not like that's the only time they talk to them.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But they're also out there in their underwear. People are picking at them. I don't know. Are they zoo animals? Well, that's kind of the deal with any kind of recruitment deal. It's kind of how it is.
Well, recruiting trips are a little different. You guys, they can all join the team. They're all actively being recruited.
Right.
These guys are competing against each other to see who's going to get picked by the team. So it is a little different.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, but these guys are all about competition.
They might get picked it's just another rounds.
It's another form of competition.
I don't even think it's competition.
Fine with that.
I think it's just bringing guys out. We're gonna talk with you.
You know what it is? It's a beauty pageant. It's a guy's version of a beauty pageant when they're bringing all the guys into Top Golf in a social setting like that.
It could
that.
Be bowling. It could be. It could just be happy hour. But
that's
instead of being
it's
happy hour,
what it is.
It's hit some golf balls
that's
to keep yourself busy
yeah.
while we sit down
it's
and we
talk
to you
guys. It's just a change of pace. It's just something fun for them.
Taking people out of the office. Yeah. It's a normal, real world.
After they did it last year, Drake May, who they didn't draft, said, "I thought it was one of the cooler visits I've been on.
Yeah.
We all got our separate time with coaches when we needed to.
Right.
It's not like we didn't do any of that, but Top Golf was just a way for us to get and do something fun
something different.
The evening before. He then added, I think I had the best swing.
He said,
I think I was hitting it pretty good.
He's a good player.
Yeah. But J.J. McCarthy was hitting it well as well.
Shocker, the quarterback. But the coaches all go. I mean, the coaches go and hang out. It's like you said, it's a fun,
like,
happy
what
hour.
What would you rather do? Have the guys come in and hang out in the facility, just sit there in a chair and wait for your turn to go in and meet with the guys? Or, in the meantime, hang out with your other fellow draft picks, have some nachos, and hit some golf balls before it's your turn to meet with the coaches?
Correct.
Maybe Sims and
it's
Florida
a change of pace.
Are anti-golf. Maybe they're very anti-golf.
Well, they seem to be anti-group, I guess.
They're anti-fun. Right, Cakes. I hadn't noticed. I mean, I think I had noticed, but I hadn't paid much attention to. The top button thing is Chris Sims' staple.
This is the first time you're noticing it? It's his bit.
I think I've seen it, but I've not paid enough attention to be like, he does it every time.
Every time.
But now that you said it, he does do it every time.
It's his bit.
He's a top button guy.
He owns it. He pretty much owns that.
You'd have to watch it to notice it. That's what I would say.
Right. I've seen clips.
I don't.
I mean, he's on Football Night in America. I mean, trust me, I'm not digesting a lot of Chris Sims content online, but something I've noticed.
Hey, we took a picture with him once at the Super Bowl.
I think this
long
is
time ago.
Pre him going to the all the buttoning all the way to the top. But we'd have to see the picture.
Yeah, that was Super Bowl.
It was him and
Vince Young.
And right. My shirt was over my belly. My belly was sticking out.
I can't remember what venue that was. It was some sort of a resort or
hotel.
It was
in Miami.
No, it was Tampa, wasn't it?
I think that was Miami.
I think
did we go to Tampa?
We did go to Tampa at one point.
We stayed
in Ybor. It could have been Tampa.
I thought it was Tampa.
But it was, either
way,
it was a resort off the strip.
It was right on the bay. It wasn't on the ocean. It was on the bay. It was on Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It could have been Tampa.
I'm not 100%. I'm like 95%.
I mean,
but that was a cool
ass. That was 100 years ago.
It was
a great
cool
party.
Ass spot. It was a cool ass spot.
And I was overserved.
As
sometimes
usual.
These things happen. I've been overserved at events too.
Sometimes.
It's the danger when you go out. Just be sure you have a driver.
I always do the move of putting my arms around the guys.
Yeah.
Because I'm so friendly.
Mm-hmm. You're so gregarious.
But then the shirt lifts up, and I always end up you look bad. If you're the guy that has your arm around other people, you always look the worst in pictures.
See, that was pre-cropping photos on the internet. Those are like real physical pictures.
Shirt
lifted
up. That's
how long ago that was.
Belly was sticking out.
What are you going to do?
Old school digital camera.
Yeah.
Which I don't have any access to those pictures anymore.
Well, who would? Who saw the digital camera?
Oh, they probably made it on our MySpace page.
No, it's out there somewhere. It's out there online. You can find it.
Somebody will have it on Twitter at some point before the end of the day.
You can find it.
All right, don't forget, you're always welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live, Ricky.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.